The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Yeah, Ronan McGreevy is with me on the Soapbox at 6 today. He's an Irish Times journalist. He's the author of several books, amongst them The Kidnapping. It's about the Don Tidy affair and The Great Hatred, the assassination of Field Marshal Sir Henry Wilson MP. And there's a historical bent to this conversation as well, Ronan, because you contend that every Irish student should be learning about World War One in school. Is that
yes,
it?
Yes, I do. Actually, my first book was on the Irish experience of the First World War. Yes, as it stands, junior cert, as far as I understand it, it's optional. You can study for the First World War, the Second World War, but the Second World War makes no sense without reference to the First. And I feel that far from receding in importance, the First World War has become more important in this decade than it was even in the last one. I mean, if you look at, for instance, the two major conflicts in the world at the moment, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the Ukraine-Russian conflict, they all have their, both of them have their origins in the First World War. The second reason I think that it should be compulsory is that you can't understand the Irish Revolution. You can't understand what happened to Ireland 100 years ago without understanding the importance of the First World War in that.
Okay, so explain both of them. Why would learning about the First World War help us understand? Let's kind of split them in two, the international context of where we find ourselves today.
Well, the world changed when the Archduke Franz Ferdinand was shot dead 110 years ago this year. And what happened was you had the breakup of all these large empires, land empires like the Ottoman Empire, the Russian Empire, the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And if you trace the problems in relation to, say, let's take Israel, for instance, right? The land of Palestine was part of the Ottoman Empire. The Ottoman Empire was defeated in the First World War. The British, obviously, you've heard of the Balfour Declaration. Yeah. The British in 1917 said that, you know, that they would support the idea of a homeland for the Jews, provided that it didn't encroach upon the rights of Arabs that were living there. The British took over Palestine after the First World War. It was the British mandate, and that mandate lasted until the formation of Israel in 1948, right? So the historic land that we're talking about, it was a British mandate that was created as a result of the First World War. Then if you move over to the Ukraine conflict. In 1917, you have the fall of the Tsar Nicholas II as a result of the First World War, and then you have the Bolsheviks coming to power. Putin is a creature of the Bolshevik Revolution and of the communism that followed the Bolshevik Revolution. And the first independent Ukrainian state was actually proclaimed in January 1918, and it was the template for all the future sort of independence movements in Ukraine. You go all over Europe, this is all the same again. Finland became an independent country as a result of the First World War. It's joining NATO now. So you could almost pick any conflict you want, and you'll find where it's origins.
So for people again at home, what you're talking about is the geopolitical situation,
yes,
rather than kind of learning about the Battle of the Somme or Ypres or anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, yes, obviously the First World War is interesting in itself for the battles that went on, but what happened afterwards still resonates to this day and in ways I think that people don't really understand. Mm. I mean, the war changed everything about the world, and the German historian says that, you know, it was the first conflict, and it was the cause of all the sorrow in the world that followed, like the rise of fascism, the rise of communism, and so on.
Often the limitation in terms of how it's taught. I think kids do, or certainly I remember we would have learned about kind of the prelude to it and the kind of scramble for Africa and kind of arms races and all of that and competing empires. The aftermath of it is taught almost solely in the context of World War II. It's Versailles and the kind of the sense of loss in Germany felt on foot of Versailles, and how that led to the rise of the Nazis. Full stop. That's kind of it.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. But the implications for the First World War are still playing out in the Middle East, for instance. Countries like Iraq, Jordan, Syria, and so on that have been the subject of so much conflict. These were countries that were actually created as a result of the First World War. So again, you know, it's not just in the Western Europe and Germany. Those things are kind of their history now, but what's current affairs is how the war played out on the Eastern Front and also in the Middle East.
So what about the Irish context then? Because you mentioned kind of the revolution, yeah. 1960, this wouldn't have happened without kind of the backdrop of war.
Yeah. Well, for a start, I mean, you know, I picked up a junior cert history book a couple of years ago and I found there was no reference to the Irish who fought in the First World War. I mean, the First World War is the biggest conflict that Irish people were ever involved in. 270,000 men, mostly men, served. You had almost 45,000 deaths. That in itself is something that's important. But I think what has been lost in all of this, and I think it was the Northern historian Keith Jeffrey said that the seminal event in modern Irish history is not the Easter Rising, it's the First World War. The reason for that being that had the First World War not broken out, the Home Rule Settlement would have come into place one way or the other in September 1914. Obviously, there could have been a civil war at that stage. There could have been, the history of Ireland could have been different.
Yeah.
But the main point I think I would like to say is that people thought we were thought that the Easter Rising was a sort of event in itself, but actually it's an event that occurs within the First World War. And it's part of the First World War. And it's seen by, for instance, the British as part of the First World War. It's the reason why the leaders were executed afterwards, because they were giving succor to the enemies of the crown in a time of war. That's why they were so.
That's the context in which the British administration would have viewed the Easter Rising at the time, that this is kind of an attempt to open a front in Ireland.
Yes.
Put it down.
Yeah, and also there would have been no Easter Rising without the First World War, because they realised, because revolutionaries had realised after the 1867 rebellion that there was no point in trying to take on the British in peacetime, because you wouldn't win. The only way, and this was a sort of absolutely this had been agreed right from 1867 on, that you had to wait for a European war before you could take on the British. And this was something that Thomas Clarke said, now's our opportunity. Now that the British are engaged in the war. So,
well, I know this kind of gets us off topic into counterfactuals a bit. We might have had a fairly bloody civil war, though, mightn't we?
Yeah, well, I mean, the history of Ireland would have been different had the war not broken out when it did in August 1914. The timing was unfortunate. Had it happened 6 months afterwards, for instance, the Home Rule Act would have been on the statute books. They would be setting up a parliament in Dublin, whether it would be for 26 counties, 28, 24, we don't know. But it would have been completely different. And the other thing is, as well, as I don't think there would have been an independent Ireland but for the First World War, because basically what happened in 1919 that was that Britain was completely drained. There was war fatigue and so on and so forth. So their appetite for a struggle in Ireland just wasn't there. And I think...
Do you suspect that one of the reasons that we don't learn about it in that context is that the narrative that was kind of perpetuated is that kind of 1916 was kind of a nation as one kind of rising up to shrug off the yoke of
Absolutely.
British imperialism, and actually talking about a quarter of a million Irishmen kind of fighting in the trenches complicates that story a little bit. It makes it a lot less simple,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Well, it does, yeah. And that's another reason, obviously, that we should teach it. I mean, I don't know any other country in Europe that's so... erased from the school books the biggest conflict that their country was involved in. So, I come back to the main point is that the First World War is not only the most important event in European history, but it's also the most important event in Irish history. It's the catalyst for everything that follows afterwards. And if you take the First World War out of the equation, you have a different history. There's no Easter Rising because the British Ireland's at peace. So there's no Easter Rising. There's no War of Independence. There's no civil war, and there's no partition as it happened. There may well have been a different partition. We don't know, because obviously partition preceded the First World War. But we don't know what would have happened in those circumstances. It's an interesting counterfactual, you know. You could be here all day talking about what might have happened, but certainly the First World War is really important.
And
Irish history.
So, it, like, is that why it's been avoided? And that level of avoidance has kind of diminished, hasn't it, in recent years?
Well, as I said to you, that may be the case, but I did pick up a junior cert history book and found no reference to the Irish having fought in the First World War. It was treated in this book like it was somebody else's war instead of our own, you know, and that's just wrong. It's just wrong. And obviously we've known for decades after independence that this whole history was excised. It was called the national amnesia, as F.X. Martin described it. Now that has changed completely, except it seems to me in the school curriculum. And I just feel that there should be much more emphasis on this, and this war should be in the junior cert, and it should be for everybody. Now they do go into it in depth in the Leaving Cert, First World War, the causes and origins and all the rest of that sort of thing. But as you know as well as I do, you know, it's a small percentage of students that take Leaving Cert history.
That's perhaps where I do remember my kind of scramble for Africa from. Anyway, Ronan, really interesting stuff. And thanks a million for joining us on the Soapbox today. Ronan McGreevy, the Irish Times journalist, the author of Great Hatred, The Assassination of Field Marshal Sir Henry Wilson, The Kidnapping About Don Tiddy. Ronan, before you stand up and walk out of studio, what was that first book about
it's
the First
called,
World War?
Wherever the Firing Line Extends, Ireland and the Western Front.
There you are.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.